Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The New York Attorney General is facing headwinds in his attempt to silence pro-lifers on public sidewalks. We're going to be talking about this case and our client on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, in a hearing in Brooklyn, New York, a federal judge certainly confronted the New York Attorney General's office and basically pushed back very hard, Matt, on this lawsuit, claiming that their allegation that there was so-called harassment by pro-lifers really didn't have substance. And indeed, what we know about all the information that has come forth so far, this New York Attorney General is radical, extremist pro-abortion, and frankly wants to have abortion supersede the right to free speech, even on a public sidewalk.
Yeah, and literally the AG's office had people out hiding in the bushes, like the old KGB, looking for anything. And after hours, you know, they couldn't find anything. So basically, they're just inventing, making it up whole cloth as a pretext in order to completely subvert and circumvent the First Amendment. And it looks like this judge is on to this New York Attorney General and his schemes here.
You know, we're back in court today, continuing on this case. Liberty Counsel is representing one of the 14 defendants. He is just a pre-K teacher who spends his Saturdays peacefully sharing the gospel on public sidewalks, some of which happen to be outside an abortion facility. So this attorney general is just, he's gone bananas, let's say, saying that, you know, what they're doing is annoying behavior and harassment and just challenging that.
And that's what the judge pushed back on. What is harassment? The judge asked him and asked for examples and gave hypotheticals. And Judge Amon was very strong against some of these allegations by the Attorney General's office, and they weren't able to answer them. Here's a quote from the Attorney General. This Attorney General is someone who literally is radical pro-abortion. And he says this, quote, "The tactics used to harass and menace choices, patients, families, volunteers, and staff are not only horrifying, they're illegal," he said in a statement. "The law guarantees the right of women to control their own bodies and access the reproductive health care they need without obstruction." The problem with that is there was no obstruction. Our client, Scott Fitcher Jr., a pre-K teacher, he spends, as you said, Holly, his Saturdays peacefully sharing the gospel on public sidewalks throughout the area, including before this Choices Women's Medical Center abortion clinic. He doesn't block, he doesn't shout, he doesn't magnify his voice. He doesn't harass, he doesn't stalk, he doesn't follow. He just simply shares the gospel, and his ultimate concern is the salvation of their souls.
Right, but what about this, Matt? I mean, this attorney general said publicly in a press conference, quote, "We are not a nation where you can choose your point of view and that pro-life Christians run their mouths with unlawful, un-American rhetoric," unquote. We have issue with that.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and this shows how radical this attorney general, Schneiderman is his name. This attorney general is so radical that he doesn't believe you have the right to freedom of speech if it's going to be something contrary to abortion, even if it's our client who's just simply sharing the gospel.
Right.
That's radical to him. That's extremist. That's unlawful, and he's going to stop it. The fact of the matter is, this lawsuit is frivolous. The attorney general knows it. He thought he would cast his net over 14 defendants, try to intimidate them. Well, we represent one of those 14, Scott Fitchett. And we have already warned the attorney general that he needs to back off because his lawsuit, Matt, is frivolous, and they will face monetary damages for continuing this frivolous lawsuit.
Not only that, they should face sanctions, frankly, because this is such a gross and brazen violation, and the pretexts that they are operating on here are so shallow and clearly discredited that, as you mentioned, Matt, he knows that what he's doing is unconstitutional, and attorneys cannot do that. There is a code of ethics, and frankly, I think there are a number of ethics violations as well as obviously constitutional violations here. He should face sanctions.
Well, what you just said earlier, Holly, this is from the Attorney General Schneiderman, and just let this one sentence sink in.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, "We are not a nation where you can choose your point of view."
Mm-mm.
Close quote. Wow. We are not a nation where you can choose your point of view.
That is a quote.
That's a quote from the Attorney General.
That's pretty scary that he publicly says that. But also, I mean, the Attorney General's office was stating, and they're labeling, they're taking a Webster's definition of harassment as speech that annoys someone, which is not constitutional or logically, you know, correct.
Well, that's, you know, why we're defending Scott Fitchert, because if the Attorney General were to get his way, he would take constitutionally protected, peaceful, free speech on a public sidewalk and criminalize it.
Right.
He has filed suit under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, the FACE law. And today we're back in court for the trial, for mm-hmm. some continuing hearings on this case. It's called Schneiderman. The Schneiderman is the attorney. And we're in the case defending Scott Fitchert against the Attorney General. There's 13 other defendants, including our client. Each one has different representation. But pray for our Liberty Counsel legal team, as today, right now, in Brooklyn, New York, as we speak, this hearing is taking place. We have our Liberty Counsel attorneys there representing Scott Fitchert. But in addition to Scott, we're also there to help defend and advocate the right of the Constitution for, frankly, everyone who's involved as targets of this case. But our client is Scott Fitchert, and there's no question he has not done anything wrong. And he's not like what you would think of as a street preacher. Sometimes street preachers get very loud and boisterous.
Right.
That's not Scott Fitchert. He's a pre-K teacher. He just goes on Saturdays. He takes his time on Saturdays that he would otherwise have some time off and be mm-hmm. able to do something entertainment. His enjoyment is sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
But, you know, this is a reminder that, you know, our country is founded on Christian principles and on free speech, and it is truly a spiritual battle. And this case is an example that it's under attack.
And we need to remember, too, here, that what he is doing here is saving lives. Not only is it a free speech issue, of course it is. He's answering the Great Commission. He's spreading the gospel and truth. He's saving lives, both from a spiritual standpoint, leading some of these precious women to Christ, mm-hmm. and potentially actually saving babies, saving human lives. He's a hero in my book.
Right, yeah, and those babies will one day come back and thank him for using that free speech to speak the gospel.
And shockingly, the highest law enforcer of the state of New York,
wow.
the elected Attorney General Schneiderman, this is the top elected law enforcement official mm-hmm. in all of New York, one of the largest states in the country. That person who has the discretion to bring lawsuits or not to bring lawsuits, has a very distorted view of America, of freedom, of speech, of the Constitution, and a radical view of abortion that distorts everything that he looks through the lens of abortion. We are not a nation, he said, where you can choose your point of view. He goes on, as you mentioned earlier, that these pro-life Christians just run their mouths with unlawful, un-American rhetoric.
Un-American
the gospel
rhetoric,
of Jesus
yeah.
Christ. In his view, peaceful free speech, in his view, is un-American. And both of them have their hands in Planned Parenthood's coffers.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood supports them. They support Planned mm-hmm. Parenthood. Stand with us, because today we are in court, and we're going to be in court. We've been in court many days this year already and last year. But this case is coming close to a final hearing, at least on the injunction component of this. Pray for our attorneys, pray for our legal team, pray for Scott Fitchett, pray for the judge in this case who is ultimately hearing the testimony and the arguments in this matter. Pray that in this case and throughout Liberty Counsel, we continue to stand for the sanctity of human life, the freedom of expression, and marriage and the family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to learn more about this and other matters, lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.